Wayne, this one's been ugly with a capital U.
Well, thank goodness we don't see the Packers in this situation very often. They are going to fall here today, 38-8.
For all intents and purposes, personnel-wise, the Arizona Cardinals are the same team that hammered the Packers 38-8 3 weeks ago.
That's not the type of standard we hold ourselves to. That's not the performance we like to put out there and, you know, on tape, and especially in a big game like that.
The Cardinals followed it with a clunker of their own, losing to Seattle 36-6 at home. The Seahawks put a chokehold on the league's top-ranked offense, and that effort started with pressure on Carson Palmer. In the earlier meeting, Mike Pinnell got home with power.
Rushed by Mike Pinnell, and he's hit and taken down.
Mike Neal did it with speed.
Under pressure, hit and sacked, up the gut.
The Packers can rush the passer with a variety of people and in a variety of ways.
I think it's better when you have a bunch of guys that can rush, that can give you different looks. I think we have a lot of guys that have a lot of different styles.
Palmer will hand it off the right side, finds a crease at the 10, to the 5, it's a touchdown. Man, David Johnson, so dangerous with the ball in his hand.
The Packers probably saw enough of David Johnson, the Cardinals' late season phenom, 3 weeks ago. But now they will have the opportunity to right those wrongs.
It was just tough. You can't miss tackles against a guy like that. He's a really good running back and a good, really good receiver. And, you know, it just goes along with all their weapons.
But all those weapons did not lead to the blowout. 4 turnovers and 9 sacks were the precipitating factors. But between the possible return of David Bakhtiari and the play of J.C. Treader, not to mention the win over the Redskins, the arrow is pointed back in the right direction.
We know we have played better in the past, and we know that we have a great feeling going into this game and going into this week in preparation and everything we did, that we have a great feeling coming out of it.